we're back after another pause. Sorry, would you like to carry on with what
we
just discussed?
Well, in the interval, Claudia was asking me about my grandfather's two wives. He, and I didn't know this until a few months ago, again through the auspices of my cousin Gareth Abel, who's not Jewish, by the way. His grandfather was, but he's not. He discovered that Moses Abel, who was eminently respectable Victorian gentleman, was in court in Newport, and on the grounds of bigamy, and he claimed, which is really, if I can use the Hebrew word, chutzpah or gall, or that he's permitted by the chief rabbi under Jewish law to have two wives. And this was reported in, I forget which paper, it might have been Newport or Abergavenny Press, I've got a copy of it, which elicited an indignant letter a week later from the chief rabbi and the rabbi of Newport Synagogue, saying this is nonsense, it's bigamy is not permitted in Jewish law, or multiple wives is not permitted nowadays. And he was expelled. I've yet to see the Newport records. He was expelled from Newport Synagogue, where he was a member. I didn't know he was a member there. But it, interestingly enough, he was expelled in 1897. In 1898, Cathedral Road Synagogue was opened. And Moses Abel, having only been expelled from Newport, became a member of the new synagogue. I'm not quite sure which year he was, but he was certainly a member in the late 1890s. So, you know, the halo that my mother built around Moses was beginning to shatter. He was a character, I gather. I've got some photos of him, but he had what was quite a good practice somewhere, I think was it St. John's Road, not far from Cathedral Road Synagogue, which was a fashionable area in 1905. And I discovered that in Kelly's directory for 1905. But that year, he must have moved up to Manchester, where he opened another practice, and where my mother used to help him, because all the other kids had married and gone off, and she was the youngest. She once told me a kind of terrible story of a woman came to the house, thrust a set of dentures into her hand, she took out of them, and said, "Get your dad to repair those."